This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I'm dying over here. I'm watching Joey Biden, Joey B, on the TV that's off to my left. And, you know, I got the closed caption up, so the stuff is coming across. I'm looking at it, thinking to myself, oh, my God, how's he sleep at night? I mean, seriously. He's talking about what a liar Trump is. Has he ever listened to his own stuff? Has he ever listened to the guy he used to work for? Love it. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. I mean, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat. Sending me text messages, that's always cool. It's always good, right? And, you know, when you think about it, there's so much you need to pay attention to. And I always say the same thing. Don't just take what I say as gospel truth. Right? I mean, what I want you to do, I want you to check out what I say. Check out what everybody says, really. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get stung. It happens. So the Lawrence Jones, right? You know who he is. He was out in Pennsylvania. He was talking to people in Pennsylvania. This is supposedly, I guess it is, I don't know. But supposedly it's a state? You know, it's up for grabs. At least that's what I've heard a million times. And most of the people who responded to him responded the same way most of the people on the right are responding. Now, I know I know that people think, oh, he only went after Republican people, but that wasn't the truth. I mean, the one fellow said, I'm not going to support a man that can't put together two sentences. You know, these attendees at the pro-Trump, even in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, they sounded off to Lawrence Jones, he's a host on Fox Nation, why they opposed Joe Biden, or Joey B as we like to call him. Many said some of the same things we're already saying on a regular basis, which is he's had 40 years to make a difference. He's had 40 years to do something. And we're still in distress, they say. We still have issues. A man from Biden's birthplace of Scranton, he told Jones, he said, you know, 8 years as vice president, what magical wand is he going to wave now to make it work that he didn't have before? It's a good point. When you think about how much time he spent in Congress, spent in government, what is he going to bring to the table now that he didn't have before? What ideas that he, you know, some of the people around him, some of the people that actually worked with him in the Obama administration, and even now, say the same thing. He has a 100% record, pretty much, of being wrong when it comes to foreign policy. He hasn't called it right yet. What makes you think it's going to change? You talk about what went on in Iran how much money was given to them under his regime with Obama. Can I tell you something? Everybody I talk to in the military world, we haven't seen this kind of peace in the Middle East in decades. You know why? Because it's always been status quo. It's always been give Iran what they ask for, give them the money, shut them up, give them what they want. They had a leading sponsor of terrorism overseas. Why would you keep feeding them? It makes no sense to me. Anybody else? Why keep feeding these people? Why keep giving them the sustenance, the food that they need to continue down the terror road? Why would you do that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, if you have people, and these are African-Americans, or I shouldn't say that, these are blacks that are talking about Joe Biden, and they don't even get him. They want nothing to do with him. I personally believe that's a big deal. But in case you were unsure, didn't know, everybody at this convention is all about Trump is a bad man. Pete Buttigieg. I trust Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, to guide America towards a better future. There's another loser. His message didn't resonate, or else he'd be up on stage tonight. Tammy Duckworth. Our troops and country deserve better than coward-in-chief Trump. Wow. They love him. Coward in chief. You mean he's not in enough wars? You mean he's pulling us out? Michael Bloomberg. He urges Americans to vote against President Trump because he's done a bad job. Really? How? At what? You had Bloomberg. You want to talk about loser with a capital L? He has all this money. He was so sure he had it locked up. He was spending all kinds of money, and he couldn't get out of second to last place. Wow. We're supposed to listen to him, though, huh? So here you go. You have Buttigieg, Trump doing a bad job. Tammy, Trump doing a bad job. Michael Bloomberg, Trump doing a bad job. Cory Booker, Trump has failed us, but we can rise. Coming from all the people that were in Congress, that were involved in politics, we had the highest black unemployment rates, highest Hispanic, highest woman unemployment rates. See, they are backwards. I keep telling you that. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I'm watching the DNC. There are two things I noticed as Joe was walking out. I know some of you get mad when I talk about this, but look, it's an observation. All right? Joe, don't blink. He looked petrified walking down that little runway with his wife holding his hand. I'm telling you, people, the man, it's sad, but the man has a problem. Why they're doing this to him, I don't know. Are they that desperate? Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. The other thing I noticed tonight that we have not seen this much of before in the past, there were a bunch of American flags on that stage. People were waving American flags. You don't normally see that at Democrat conventions. You just don't. So our bestest friend was up at the DNC tonight, or today. Newsom, I mean, I told you, it was a convention of failures. Buttigieg, Booker, Newsom. We go right down the list. Harris. They all lost miserably. He said, Newsom says, if you're in denial about climate change, yeah, because that's what we need to talk about now, come to California. Now, here's the lie again, right? Governor Newsom opened the final night of the 2020 Democrat convention with a dire warning. If you're, you know, now I want you to know something. His approval rating's in the tank. People around him who work for him can't stand him. I'm hearing from people close to him that he's basically in a little fetal position and curled up in a ball with his thumb in his mouth. Newsom spoke from a pre-recorded message. That's so they could fix it up, make him look good. Now they recorded this from his cell phone. You could tell. His state is battling more than 370 wildfires amid a crippling heat wave. There's a resurgence in the coronavirus. I want you to think about something. You go look at some of these countries and states that have got like these mandatory masks, mandatory 6 feet, mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. They're not flattening the curve. Why do you keep doing this? I know why, but... And then the 370 wildfires. I love this. Now he's blaming it on climate change because he won't take, again, remember, party of non-responsibility. He won't let them clear the woods. So let's talk about Mother Nature, because all you guys love, all you eco-freaks like to talk about that. What do you think happened 300 years ago when we weren't around? Right? When lightning strikes happened, what do you think happened? These forests burned down tremendously, right? That's how they got rid of the undergrowth. Scientists know it. When they take core samples, they can tell you every time there was a major fire. So it happened. What, did man come along now? We're going to save everything? Oh, no, that's right. We're killing everything. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I think it's hilarious. So 370 wildfires. The biggest problem we have, he will not let them clear the underbrush. He won't let them trim the trees. The eco-freaks have won that battle. But they really haven't, because the forests that they love are getting burnt up. The hots are getting hotter. The dries are getting drier, Newsom said. This is from a man, what is he, 50 years old? So he must know he's been around forever. Newsom continued, this is an extraordinary moment in history. Mother Nature has joined this conversation around climate change. Really? Wasn't it all about her to begin with? Newsom slammed President Trump for threatening to defund wildfire suppression efforts because we haven't raked enough leaves. See how they play that game? That's not it. There's tonnage of dead brush there. Tonnage of fuel. Even the fire departments agree. The forestry services agree. They need to go in and clear it out. But the eco-freaks won't let them. Why? Because they're fighting for clean air. Well, how much clean air are they getting now? Newsom said, you can't make up the fact that we're involved in over 90 lawsuits with Trump administration on clean air, on clean water, on endangered species, and so on. No, because it's not his money. He gets to spend it all he wants. The man is in so much trouble for fraud right now, it's pathetic. For all intents and purposes, he was gifted a $3.9 million mansion, which he sold shortly after he got it, kept the proceeds. I mean, I'll screw it up, but basically, it came in a roundabout way through a company, I guess, him and his brother or him and a friend had. It just is extremely illegal. You see anybody going after him? Of course they won't. Newsom and Trump have had a testy relationship, right, ever since the governor took off. Well, the governor can't stand him anyhow to begin with, right? While the tension between the two began to thaw in the early stages of coronavirus, look, these guys talked about how great Trump was. Oh, it's because they needed his help, Joe. No, because there were others that even talked against him, even though he was giving them help. But they've recently renewed their attacks on each other as the outbreak of the deadly virus. Look, everything Newsom does makes it worse. Why don't you do the opposite of what you think you ought to do? I see the forest fires again is starting. They're starting again in California, Trump said. I said, you got to clean your floors. You got to clean the forest. They have massive fires again, he added. Maybe we're just going to have to make the pay for it. You know what? This is what people don't seem to get. They think that Trump is punishing these governors. Why do I get stuck cleaning up your mess? Why do people in Florida or you know the flyover states, as they call them, who pay their taxes, who take care of their homes, whose governors do clean up the underbrush? Right? I mean, why is it that California can keep, the governor can keep ignoring science, ignoring reality, and expect to be bailed out every time? Why is that? I'm kind of confused. That's why we have major fires. They have massive fires again in California. And he said, maybe we'll have to make them pay for it. I don't think it should be maybe. I think he should have said, we're going to make them pay for it. They won't clean it up. Let them take care of it. And I would bring in scientists. I would bring in experts on this and have them write it up properly. This is getting old. He won't let them fix it, but he wants us to pay for his inability to make it. It's like all these states. They're calling all the money that they want from the federal government has to do with coronavirus. Well, it doesn't. I'm surprised Newsom didn't say that the fires didn't have something to do with the coronavirus. Everything else does, right? Newsom said there is much at stake in this election. None more important than the work that Joe Biden did with Barack Obama on vehicle emission, because vehicle emissions is the most important thing going on today. Not getting people back to work or kids in school, no. The guy is a buffoon. I'm seriously. Newsom is dangerous to everybody around him, and he doesn't care. Joe Messina, your host, this is Real Side. I'll be back soon. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process.
One of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans. And the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are now. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, we talk a lot about some of the sponsors, some of the people I bring on to discuss with you. And you know what? Again, I've heard from people the Affordable Care Act, as they call it, no, ain't going to happen. They don't have it. Some of them don't have a job. They're on unemployment. And they want something that they can get, that they can have total control. And really it is. It's total control over what goes on with your body. Not an insurance company. They don't decide. You decide. So I always bring, you know, Matt Bellis on, but I don't bring them on just because they're a sponsor. You know, I truly believe in their product. Take a listen. Might be something for you. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. All right, one of my favorite guests to have on the show with me, and because we get information. And you guys need information. You know, I've been talking about this now for about a week, and when they're polling young people, and even actually now it's spilled over to older people, you're getting all your information from your smartphone. You know, you see a headline, you see a title, you go give it a quick read. Nobody I know or that I've spoken to has said to me, I read the whole article on my phone. Most people say, I get the headline, I start reading and thinking, wow, that's terrible, and that's it. Yes, I go to church on Sunday, you listen to the first two worship songs, you leave. All right, I'm in the church, I'm good. It doesn't work that way. You've got to pay attention, and you've got to know what you're talking about. Otherwise, you're going to end up getting yourself in a whole bunch of trouble. You're going to end up voting for somebody that's going to cause you a lot of headaches. Anyway, we won't go down that road right now. Matt Bellis is with me. He's with Liberty Health Share, and always enjoy my time with him. Different perspective on how to take care of yourself, how to make sure that you're covered should something come up from a health perspective. Matt, thanks for being with me today.
It sounds like you've been in a church service where you've seen people get up after the first two songs.
Yes.
Oh, there goes the Taylor.
That's right. And then they'll be telling me all week long how they very much enjoyed church. Well, you were there for 11 minutes. Of course you enjoyed church, right? But people with pretty much everything, they read the first paragraph, two paragraphs on an eight-paragraph story, and they think they've got it, you know, pulled together. And it's too bad because there's so much more to this, not just with Liberty Health Share, but with other things in our life. But let's do a little reset here because a lot of people still send me emails on some of the terminologies we use. What is the difference from your mouth, because I'll screw it up, but what's the difference between health sharing and an insurance policy?
Well, Liberty HealthShare as a healthcare sharing ministry really is just a group of people who have voluntarily gathered together to share in each other's medical expenses. It's what you would normally do, Joe, if you had a situation that was unexpected and unaffordable in your life. You know, just recently, I would have to say, we had some water in our basement. We found out that the main line coming into our house was leaking outside of our house and coming inside our basement. So, you know, you're now faced with a multi-$1,000 bill that you're going to have to take care of. And if I was in a situation I wasn't able to take care of that, I'd have to go to my neighbors or my family or my friends and say, listen, this is something that has to be taken care of. I can't pay this now. I need some help here. Can you help me in some way? And frankly, that's what we do all the time whenever there's a situation like that. We turn to our friends and our family and our communities to help us in time of need. Well, instead of having to go through the embarrassing conversations of always having to pass the hat, we've actually set up that system for you in a way and in a community that is mutually agreed upon. So, frankly, if you have a healthcare need as a Liberty HealthShare member, you are going to the members and you are going and asking for their help within this healthcare program, but in a way because we all know that we're going to do that anyhow. So it's no skin off our back, no problem at all. Whenever you have a medical bill, the members send money right to you to make sure that your medical bills are taken care of. Because each and every month, that's what we do. We share in each other's medical bills without any kind of a big fuss, no problem, not having to pass the hat, not having to go knock on doors or call people up for help. That's what we already do. We share in medical bills.
Well, you know, I love it because I tell people this is nothing new. I mean, and I don't mean to I'm not trying to put down Liberty HealthShare, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, you're right, though.
It is nothing new. We used to take care of each other in communities years and years ago. And we've lost that in the community sense, but again, one of the things that I've talked with you and your dad is you can actually leave messages for those that are ailing or going through something or what have you. The insurance company won't allow you to do that, and it's uplifting. It actually helps one heal faster, doesn't it?
It really does, and you know what the consistent research has told us when it comes to healthcare is that people who are much more involved and much more in a decision-making process and really care about their health, those are the people that are really going to do better. There's also a lot of studies that say the power of prayer is a real phenomenon. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a phenomenon mystical sense. It's just the way God made us.
Yep.
But frankly, prayer and support and people being involved in your health care, those are the folks that actually do better within the health care process. If you're just going to the doctor or hospital hoping to get the right treatment and just wondering if what's going to happen to you, just receiving whatever's coming, you know, a lot of the times those outcomes don't do so well. But whenever you have the responsibility, the freedom, you've got the power of the purse strings within healthcare, you have people contributing to you, giving to you, praying for you, caring about you, that makes all the world of difference. And so we have taken that whole idea and model and put that into healthcare sharing with Liberty HealthShare.
You know, again, what I love about this is you talk about membership and community. People, call your insurance company. See if they talk about membership and community, right? You know, they're not talking like that. And it truly, you know, it is. It's a different way of looking at things. You guys aren't used to sitting down and actually having control over your own body, over how your body is cared for and a treatment. You and I joke about this all the time. Doctors don't practice medicine anymore. They practice insurance. They have to in order to get paid and to make sure that the insurance company will approve the treatment line that they're going down. It is just nuts to me. You know, it's like... go ahead.
It is an unfortunate state of things. And you bring up a fantastic point that I definitely wanted to hit on. Because especially during this time of very overly bureaucratic medicine,
yeah,
the relationship between doctors and patients has fundamentally changed and shifted, where the doctor is no longer employed by the patient. The doctor is employed by the third-party bureaucrats. So that changes the whole entire focus of healthcare. You know, you as an individual who may or may not be employed, you're going to work for the person who's paying you. And in the end, with third-party payment systems, it's the bureaucratic third-party payment process that's actually ultimately paying the doctor and the hospital. So they're going to cater to those rules. They're going to do the practice of insurance, not the practice of medicine. And so we wanted to make that big shift in people's minds and how they even approach healthcare, because that is necessary and fundamental when it comes to not only getting better healthcare results, but controlling the cost of healthcare. With Liberty HealthShare, we've unleashed the most powerful force in healthcare today, and that's the private pay patient. Whenever you have the power of the purse strings, you're actually taking control of the healthcare transaction, and the doctor and the hospital cater to you, the patient. So that changes the whole mentality and the relationship of care between your doctor and your hospital.
You're not.
I don't know how many people. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, you're not in there feeling like, oh my God, I'm at the mercy and I don't know what's going on. And I don't, you know, you actually have the time, but, you know, we got to go for a quick commercial. But I want to talk about that more, because people don't realize we have been conditioned over the decades that you don't have a say in this. You do what you're told. You do what the hospital tells you to do, whether you understand the terminologies or not. But we'll deal with that in just a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Listen to Joe Messina on The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Again, this is something you eventually you want to look at. Eventually you want to partake of, if you would. LibertyHealthShare.com, LibertyHealthShare.com. Write it down. Don't check it out now, because you'll forget to come back and there's so much more we're covering. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We're back. So listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I keep telling you that there are more options for your body than just cutting that insurance check every month or having it taken out of your paycheck, whatever. There are different ways to take care of yourself that you actually do get, pardon the term, but a better bang for the buck. Take a listen. I'm back at it again with Matt Bellis with Liberty Health Share. I always appreciate his time with us. And again, you guys have, you know, I hate to use the word because it's over, I think it's overused, but you've got a real paradigm shift in how you're thinking about taking care of yourself. We have been conditioned for decades to think you cut the insurance company check every month, you go to the doctors they tell you to go to, you go to the hospitals that are in their network, and you do what you're told to do. I mean, my God, what are we living in, Russia? So anyway, Matt, you were talking about. And it's true. You look at it. It is true. I have a different relationship with my doctor, and others do too. But when you can actually sit there, and he can take the time, or she can take the time to talk with you, and you get to choose a specialist or the hospital or wherever it is that you're going to, and that's the big difference between Liberty Health Share and XYZ Insurance Company, isn't it?
Well, you're really touching on the aspect of healthcare sharing that is revolutionary. It is a paradigm shift, not to use just corporate-y buzzwords, but it really does change your way of thinking and how you approach healthcare altogether. As I was saying before, I don't know how many people have actually gone to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you've got XY issue, and we need to do this treatment. Hold on, let me go call your insurance. That happens all the time. Everybody has to deal with that if they've got a third-party insurance issue, or they're looking it up on the computer to see what is actually available for them to do as a treatment. But that's not the case here. When it comes to Liberty HealthShare, we're all each individually considered private pay patients. So we're, as private pay patients, working with our doctor and our hospital to get the best treatment that we need, because we share in medically necessary items. And if you're there with a doctor and he says, well, you have XY diagnosis and you need to do YZ treatment, let me go talk to somebody, and you say, well, hold on, don't worry. I am a private pay patient. Do what needs to be done. Let's work that out. Let's do it together. Oh, and by the way, how much is that going to cost? I just want to make sure. But that's the type of conversation, yeah, and the kind of empowerment that a whole lot of people aren't used to. So that's why we call it a paradigm shift, because no longer are you just sitting on the sidelines, Steve, just waiting, hoping, expectantly holding out your hands for something to fall in your lap. You're actually engaged with your doctor and your hospital, and you're engaged with your health. You're asking the right questions. Can we do this procedure now or later? Is there a different type of treatment that might be done at a different facility rather than a hospital or emergency, maybe a surgery center? Or is this pill? Is there a generic version of it? You know, that type of engagement is what you're allowed to do within healthcare sharing, and it makes all the difference in the outcomes of your health, especially the outcomes of the cost of healthcare, because in the end, you're being empowered as the private pay patient to take control over your healthcare again.
Yeah, you know, when you say people like pucker at first, but when you say self-pay patient, I probably massacred this when I was explaining this to somebody the other day. I said, look, you get this little health card, okay, just like you do with an insurance company, a little like an ID card, if you would. And I said, the bottom line with this, it's not that you're cutting, quote-unquote, cutting the check yourself and footing the whole bill yourself or what have you, but you're negotiating. You're not, to your point a minute ago, the doctor's not going or the staff's not going to this book, goes, all right, well, you've got so-and-so and so-and-so, and they'll pay $80 for this and $90. You know, that's not what's going on here. You're actually sitting down. You're talking about your course of treatment. You could be negotiating a price with them. You should be. I mean, I'm just, it's in my DNA. I can't not do it anyhow. But you should be negotiating a price with them. And you, that way you truly have total control from start to finish as to what you've got going on. And it's not that you're cutting that check, so to speak, out of your checking account, correct? How does this process work?
Well, whenever you go to the doctor or the hospital, you're right. You show your Liberty HealthShare membership card. It directs the doctor and hospital where to send the bills if necessary. And then you go focus on being a good healthcare consumer. But there's also the way that you can be billed for your doctor or hospital visit if you want. Doctors and hospitals can bill you. Or you can actually prepay if you want. A lot of people actually like that, do that. I've actually had a member of mine who's also a friend say, whenever I go to the doctor, I just say, hey, we'll pay $50 cash now, and then they send in the bill to get reimbursed. It's a very simple, very easy way to actually just cut out a lot of the pain and process of medical billing. You have control again. You have choices. You have options. A lot of people just like the fact that bills can be submitted to Liberty HealthShare. We negotiate them. We make sure that things are paid down as low as possible so that you get the highest care for the least cost possible. But a lot of people want to be engaged as well, and we welcome that. But that's just the thing about healthcare sharing. There's no preset prescribed way that you have to do something. You have options again. You have freedom again. You have responsibility again. And with that comes a fantastic health care that you just can't get anywhere else.
No, come on. I have actual options on how I'm going to take care of my body. You know, you're lying. I know you're lying to me. You have to. That's unheard of in today. But it really is funny. Again, I kind of joke with you and others that we have been conditioned over the years, and it's a true statement, we have been conditioned over the years to only operate a certain way when it comes to taking care of yourself. And it's not that hard to do, people. I mean, you got to do a little reading. You got to get involved and engaged a little bit. But, you know, you're watching these job numbers come up. People are actually out working. A lot of them are working for smaller businesses. And you had mentioned it once before. It's funny because I had somebody else say the same thing to me, that when you've got your own insurance and you're going to get a job, or you got your own way to take care of yourself and you're going to get a job, it makes it easier on that small employee to decide whether to hire you or not. Now, it sounds like we're pushing something, but the bottom line is, it's a true. I was a small business owner like that. If somebody said to me, I don't need you to deal with this part of my life, I've got that covered, well, that makes a whole different story because I don't have to administer all this stuff. So it is an upswing to this, right?
Well, and in the end, don't you look like a very competent, well-thought-out employee at that point to say, hey, don't worry, I've already got that taken care of. You don't need to worry about it. If you do have a health care program, you know, we can work something out, maybe get reimbursed or whatever. But, you know, don't worry about it. That's not a worry that you're going to have to deal with me.
I think it's great.
I mean, what employer wouldn't love to hear those words?
I would, if it was legal in California, I'd probably go over and hug them at that point in time going, thank you. You know, but I think I'd get sued for that or something. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, tell people where they can get your information. Tell people where, you know, they can get more information on Liberty HealthShare and such.
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. They can also give us a call at 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or again, libertyhealthshare.org.
You make it too easy, my friend. Really. See, people, it doesn't get any easier than this. Just check it out and make your decision. That's how you should be doing everything. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Matt, always love the information that you give. And you know, people, it doesn't hurt to check things out. It doesn't hurt to have information. We'll be back. Seriously, it doesn't hurt to check out the information. If you head up to their website, LibertyHealthShare.org. Now, I know this is a swear word to some of you. Not all of you, some of you. Do some reading. They have information online you can work with. So simply just do some reading and you'll find out, you know, again, you'll find out, you know, what's available to you, what you can afford or not afford, and how valuable you would or could be to somebody else. Well, people, next to a nuclear bomb, one of the worst things that could happen to this country happened. Joey B. got nominated. I mean, you know what? Didn't you love how they were running around saying he was a presumptive nominee? And I'm thinking, presumptive nothing. He was their nominee. Why did everybody else do it? The news didn't know it. So I don't see, you know, again, so he's officially been, he's officially accepted the nomination. So I guess that's all good now, as the kids say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part, as you can tell, the camera's going goofy, part of the conversation, part of the solution. So what happens now? Should I start taking bets? Should I start putting up, let me see, I'll put up some polls. Who believes that Joey B. will actually debate Donald Trump? Right? And I tell you what, I wouldn't do it the old-fashioned way. I would not do just a CNN debate. I would make it be Fox, CNN, and a few others along those lines. What do you think? That would, the follow-up questions, you know, CNN aren't going to ask their own follow-up questions. This is not going to happen. And by the way, the gopher stuck his head out of the hole. Yeah, Hunter Biden showed up, right? He was at the DNC, well, he made some DNC remarks. How come he won't speak to anything else? By the way, I don't know, go back and read the story about him paying $400,000 in back taxes or in a tax bill, but can't pay child support for his kid. Show up with your host, this is The Real Side. God bless, thanks for being with me, and have a great rest of the day.